Ray Holman from UAW 6000. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. First two questions I have for you. Let's start with the first one. When you look back at 2011, what do you think?
Well, it's a big year. Obviously, we see that the emergency manager law passed. We see that they changed workman's compensation and unemployment insurance. We also see that we were able to successfully negotiate a contract with Governor Snyder and the Office of State Employer. So it was a big year. A lot of changes happened, and we're looking forward to 2012.
A close friend of mine is a union member for the state of Michigan, and he was sharing with me that he understands the cuts, the furlough times, the cuts in salary, the changes in what he pays for his insurance. But he says when he thinks back to what was promised him back in the day when he was going to college, when he first started working, it's just disappointing because he kept his end of the deal, but he doesn't think the state did. And so he understands everything that's going on, but I sense that he's really disappointed the way things have turned out. And, you know, it makes me wonder the people who made all the decisions with our fiscal responsibilities, they sure weren't looking into the future, were they?
Well, that's a common theme I've heard from many state workers. You know, there's a concern that when you used to go into state government, it was a career that you were going to dedicate your entire working years to, and now it seems as if sometimes, you know, they're setting this type of work up that is working for the state as a part-time job or just a stepping stone. We think it's better that you make, you know, working for the Department of Corrections or DNR, pick your agency, more of a career than just a stepping stone type job. And that's a theme we hear over and over. And one of the problems, you know, Tony, is, you know, state employees or public employees don't necessarily make a lot of money, but in the past, you know, it was a stable job. We had good, fair, decent benefits. And people wanted to stay work because they wanted to serve. And when you see some things like the new retirement bill that cuts state employees paid by 4%, those individuals hired before 1997, I think a lot of people feel like the rules have been changed. And that's something that we're going to continue to fight coming in 2012.
Well, that leads me to the question, do you think we're going to see less folks going into working for the state for a career?
Well, that's always the concern, that you're not only, you know, you're going to attract less qualified people. And again, talking about this new retirement bill, you know, for new state employees hired after January 1st, they're no longer going to have retiree health care. And, you know, that, again, goes to, you know, public policy decisions. I mean, what kind of candidates are we going to be able to attract and to maintain? Of course, others will say, well, the economy is so bad that, you know, you have to take any job you can get. But again, at some point, the scale is going to, you know, tip over, and it starts becoming, you know, not good for the state of Michigan. You don't have qualified people. You know, you're talking about people who are attorneys, scientists, social workers, you name the profession. You want the best.
Well, let's talk about emergency managers, as you brought up. I'm trying to understand the argument of politicians and union officials that we've had on this program. I still don't get it, so maybe you can explain it to me. Let's look at Detroit. It has been failing since Mayor Dennis Archer left office, just struggling. They can't seem to get it together on their own. Now, I've heard arguments that an emergency manager situation hasn't worked before on such a large scale. But if what you're doing isn't working and you can't find common ground with all the people who were involved, why not take the help?
Well, the problem with the emergency manager law, Tony, is it goes against basically democracy. I mean, you're talking about the governor Snyder or the treasurer Andrew Dillon having the ability to appoint somebody that can literally come into a community and sell off community assets. You know, for example, sell the Detroit Zoo. You're talking about a person that can come in and have almost unlimited powers, and it's bigger than just the city of Detroit, which obviously is huge here in Michigan. I mean, that's our biggest city. But you're talking about the most fundamental basic principles of our country. You're talking about the ability to elect your own officials, your own leaders, and to have that removed, you know, basically goes against the principles of our founding fathers. So it's a huge, one of the problems is you're talking about ripping up union contracts. And there's long-term problems in many communities, and we used to think that that is too drastic to come in there and essentially give up on the American way. That's the primary
problem. All right, so do we let Detroit fail and go into bankruptcy then?
Well, you know what? That is something that is a huge problem, and it will affect all of us. And I'm not an expert on the situation in Detroit, but I can tell you that the emergency manager law is too drastic, again, because you're talking about kicking out elected officials, working up union contracts. You're talking about people not having their own voice where they live, you know, to have any type of input into, you know, their future. But when you're talking about the details of Detroit, you know, again, I'm not an expert. I don't want to give any advice about that. You know, we represent state employees.
Right.
But obviously, this is going to affect all of us.
Well, I understand. Let's just take the Detroit part out of it. But what I'm still trying to understand, that you're talking about the American way and ripping up contracts, okay? All right, fine. But if Detroit is just not taken over by an emergency financial manager and it does go into bankruptcy, it's going to take years and cost taxpayer dollars in the millions and millions and millions. So do we take the emergency financial manager that's going to get the house in fiscal order so we don't lose a city, if you will, or do we just let happen what happened, and in the long run we end up paying even more?
Well, I think, you know, you present a good case, and what probably everybody needs to sit down and needs to get real and figure out, you know, what we need to do right now. And that means everybody probably needs to share in the sacrifice. I mean, and that's sort of the principle of collective bargaining. You know, when you sit down at the table, it doesn't mean unions and the workers necessarily get everything they want. It means sitting down and trying to work out a deal so everybody can, you know, in this case, you know, with some communities maybe simply survive. And so you have to sit down and make some really hard decisions, but we just don't think you should give up on, you know, the democratic process.
All right, Ray, 2012 is at hand. What do you see for the folks that you represent? What are going to be the big topics to be decided? What are maybe some underlying issues that will come to the forefront?
Well, first and foremost, we hope the economy continues to get better for everybody's sake. But when you're talking about collective bargaining, you're talking about state employees, I'm talking about Michigan with a long history with the UAW and unions. Big threat out there is right-to-work legislation. And, of course, Governor Snyder and also the lieutenant governor have repeatedly said they're not interested. We still know that there's many politicians and also groups out there that are going to push right-to-work legislation, which, Tony, we call right-to-work for less. But that's going to be the big battle on the horizon.
Do you think there will be a lot of folks that you represent taking retirement next year?
That's a really good question. I mean, we've shrunk the state workforce to the point that, you know, we really can't afford to lose any more people. You know, it just really depends. Over the last few years, a lot of people took advantage of that, or they had the opportunity to have an early retirement type of incentive package. I don't know that those things are going to be offered, so we'll just have to wait and see. I hope that we can maintain our workforce and can hire more people.
Ray Holman is with UAW 6000. We always appreciate your perspective, Ray. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Tony.